Part 4, Chapter 2. Turl was in a furious burst of activity. He hardly slept. He left the Kabango alone. The doom of years of exile on this cursed planet haunted him. Each time he slowed his pace, he collided with the horrible thought, and it jabbed him into even greater efforts. Leverage, leverage. He conceived himself to be a pauper in leverage. He had a few things on employees here and there, but they were minor things. Peccadillos with some of the cyclo female clerks. Drunkenness on the job leading to breakage. Tapes of mutterings about foremen. Personal letters smuggled into the teleportation of ore, but nothing big. This was not the kind of thing personal fortunes were easily built from. Yet here were thousands of cyclos, and his experience as a security officer told him the odds in favor of finding blackmail material were large. The company did not hire angels. It hired miners and mining administrators, and it hired them tough. In some cases, particularly on a planet like this, no favored spot, the company even winked at taking on ex-criminals. It was a criticism of himself, no less, that he could not get more blackmail than he had. This Numph. Now there was one. He had potential leverage on Numph, but Turl did not know what it was. He knew it had something to do with the nephew, Nipe, in home office accounting. But Turl could not dig out what it really was, and so he dared not push it. The risk lay in pretending to be wise to it and then by some slip revealing he didn't have the data. Poof would go the leverage up in smoke. For Numph would know Turl had nothing. So he had to use it so sparingly that it was almost no use at all. Blast! As the days and weeks of winter went on, a new factor arose. His requests for information from the home planet were not being answered. Only that one scrap about Nipe, that was all. It was a trifle frightening. No answers. He could send green flash urgents until he wore out his pen, and there wasn't even an acknowledgement. He had even become sly and reported the discovery of a non-existent hoard of arms. Actually, it was just a couple of muzzle-loading bronze cannon some workman had dug up in a mine site on the overseas continent. But Turl had worded the report in such a way that it was alarming, although it could be retracted with no damage to himself. A routine, essential report. And no acknowledgement had come back. None. He had investigated furiously to see whether other departmental reports got like treatment. They didn't. He had considered the possibility that Numph was removing reports from the teleportation box. Numph wasn't. Home office knew he existed, that was for sure. They had confirmed the additional 10-year duty stretch, had noted Numph's commendation affirmative, and had added the clause of company optional extension. So they knew he was alive, and there could not possibly be any action being taken against him, or he would have intercepted interrogatories about himself. There had been none.